first chapter 6, Mishnah 1, we're now going to be looking at another type of oath, which is an oath called a moide b'mitzas, a partial admission. And in essence, it's where the one party claims, you owe me something, a certain amount of money or something else, and the defendant says, I do owe you, but not the amount you claim. I owe you a lesser amount. And we're going to see in the coming Mishnahs that you know, some of the conditions around when he would have to take a partial admission oath, and you know, what the parameters are, etc. So the first Mishnah is really going to teach us, the first thing it's going to teach us is that there's a minimum amount. For the oath of partial admission, there is a minimum amount. And starts off the Mishnah Shvus Hadayanim, the oath of the judges, Hatanish Shtei Kesef, if someone claims two silver pieces, Vahoida B'Shava Pruta, and the other person admitted the equivalent of one Pruta, much lower amount, a copper coin, Vim Eina Hoida Mimin Hatana, but if the admission is not of the same kind of the claim, Pater, then he would be exempt. Kate said, what does this mean? What does this statement of the Mishnah mean? So the Gemara brings there's a dispute, Rav and Shmuel, as to how to interpret this, and we're going to see that it's coming to teach us the minimum amount for a Moide B'Miktas claim. According to Rav, the minimum amount is two silver pieces plus a pruta, and then the defendant would be able to admit, if he admits to the pruta, he would have to take the oath of partial admission. According to Shmuel, no, it's, the claim is just for two silver pieces, and the defendant admits only to a pruta. So the total amount of the claim is what's in dispute over here. The Rambam paskins like Rav, so we're going to interpret this Mishnah according to Rav, and therefore it would read as follows, Shtei kesef li biyadcha, that he says two silver pieces of mine are in your hand, Ein lach biyadi ela pruta, but the defendant says I have only a pruta, he is pater, he's exempt, because the claim wasn't enough. The claim wasn't two silver pieces plus a pruta. The claim was just two silver pieces. But if he says, Shtei kesef u pruta, that I claim from you two silver pieces and a pruta. So, Shtei kesef u pruta li biyadcha. And the defendant says, Ein lach biyadi ela pruta. I've only got a pruta of your money, chayev. Now he would be obligated to make an oath of partial admission because he admitted to a pruta. And the claim, according to Rav, was for two silver pieces and a pruta. Maneli biyadcha, if the claim is for a mane, and the defendant said, Ein lach biyadi, I don't have anything at all. Pater, he's exempt. So if he makes a complete denial, he is exempt from the oath of partial admissions because he hasn't admitted to anything. But maneli biyadcha, if the person says, you have a mane of mine, and the defendant says, Ein lach biyadi ela chamishim dinar. I've only got 50 dinar. So 50 dinar, mane was 100 dinar. So he claimed 100 dinar, and the defendant said, I've only got 50. So in this case, over here, chav, he is obligated. And the reason he's obligated clearly is that he made a partial admission. He admitted to 50 of the 100 being claimed from him. And the last case of the Mishnah, Mane la Abba Biyadcha, if the claimant says, you have a mane of my father's, you have 100 dinarim of my father's in your possession, and the defendant says, Ein lo biyadi ela chamishim dinar, I have money of your father's, but I've only got 50 dinarim. So pater is exempt again, mipnei shu kameshiv aveda, because this, we look at like, it's like restoring lost property, because the father wasn't claiming, the son was claiming. And we do have a law that if someone finds lost property and returns it, and the person to whom he returns it says, you haven't given me back everything. So he's exempt from taking an oath. And we learn this is a similar scenario, that the son claimed money on behalf of his father, and the defendant said, here's all the money of your father's I have. Similar case to finding lost property. And therefore, he doesn't have to take an oath of partial admission in this scenario. He would only take an oath of partial admission where the person claiming the money is the person to whom he owes the money, not if he's claiming it on somebody else's behalf.